Now, how about the daily reflection and mutter? And the others? Then Dennis?
Trying,
but forgetting it. Who else is not doing it? You're not doing it? Ausnahmezustand. Alarmzustand. Why? That is exactly there where it is. I mean, think about, you know, when you go to work, you have to work for 8 hours. Yeah? I mean, being Obertag, you know, I mean, it's, you make it longer anyway, you know, but that is your problem. It's not more than an hour, yeah? And there you see, you know, and exactly in the reflection, you see where your mind goes while you do this thing. That's why it is so important when we are Obertag, yeah, to do the daily reflection. Huh? Yeah, it's difficult, huh? That's why we don't do it. We are getting lazy, we are tired, yeah? And laziness is one of the enlightenment factors. That's why we should develop it more and more and more, huh? Yeah? A daily reflection in the morning, yeah? We go back, you know, sometimes in the afternoon, you know, after taking our shower, you know, we sit in samadhi for half an hour or an hour, and then we do our daily reflection. With what kind of thought did I wake up, yeah? What did I do then? You know, what kind of thoughts, you know, while I was doing it, were there, yeah? Or what kind of memories came up? What did I cling to, yeah? I mean, the more detailed you do it, yeah, I mean, the better it is. It trains our sati, huh? And sati is not important. It is really that important. Sati is knowing before you move your hand that you are going to move your hand. Sati is knowing that before you start to think that you want to think. That is what is sati. That is what the knowingness is, and that we have to train. But of course we don't like it, yeah? We are too lazy, yeah? We just do, you know, we just do things, yeah? I mean, then we are not different from lay people, huh? Yeah? So some idea pops up in their head and then they go and do it, yeah? Another idea pops up in their head and then they go to do it. Yeah? They are not aware that, you know, what comes before this idea pops up. Yeah? And they don't know that this idea pops up, you know, that there's an intention to think or there's an intention to memorize. Hmm? So we are not different than lay people, you know, if you don't have the sati. Hmm? But we became monks, you know, to train it. Yeah? I know it is difficult, you know, I mean, and we often lose it, you know, forget it, you know? Because it is the one power that undermines the power of the kilesas. Huh? Do you get it? Huh? It is that important, huh? That's why I teach it, you know, this daily reflection, we should do it. No matter what. Huh? And no matter, you know, in the beginning, it took me an hour or 2 hours, you know, to go through everything. Yeah? When I brushed my teeth, what kind of thoughts were there? What did I do after brushing my teeth? Yeah? I mean, I set up the water for the coffee or for the tea and so on. And then I went to work. Yeah, what kind of thoughts, you know, were there? Or what kind of memories came up? Or was I with my breath? Did I have sati, you know, while I was riding my bicycle? Yeah, and so on. Yeah. And then at work, you know, what happened there? Yeah. Who did I meet? What did I think? You know, how did I act? Yeah. And that's the same thing holds true for the Upatak, yeah? When you come to my kuti, what did you think? Yeah, you're already in thoughts, yeah? You don't look what needs to be done. You know, you already, I need to do this, I need to do that. You know, while you're doing this, you know, you already think about the next thing what to do. And that's where you lose your sati. Yeah? Sati is there, can only be there in this present moment while we are doing things. If you already think about the next thing, you know, I mean, we lose our sati because we are not there. We are not there in the present moment. So please, yeah. I mean, it's for your own good, yeah. You don't do me a favor if you do it or don't do it. You do yourself a favor. You want to become, you want to get rid of dukkha, yeah. How can you get rid of dukkha if you don't know what is going on in your heart, huh? Every moment we need to know what is going on in our heart or in the citta, yeah. If I think, when we move our hand, you know, we need to know before the hand moves, yeah? And if you catch yourself, you know, moving the hand, yeah? Then think, you know, who ordered the hand to move? Did I agree with it or not? Huh? No, we do things because we are lazy, you know, we just want to do. We don't want to know. And the knowingness, is that what we are going... What we try to achieve, you know, when we train samadhi, when we train samadhi, we want to know every step of the breath, every step of the Buddha. Yeah? Is the Buddha fast? Is the Buddha? This is knowingness. Huh? That's where we train it. Or in the reflection, I mean, we know what our intentions are. You just open the mouth, you know, without knowing what is the intention. Why do you talk? Huh? Doesn't matter. Where do you talk? Yeah, it just comes up, yeah? Of course it comes up. But we agree to it. Yeah? Remember, you know, the CEO, you know, I mean, who gives, is okay, you know, that we do this or do that, you know, that we talk or not talk, huh? That we walk chankrama or sit in samadhi, you know, the CEO, you know, he's sleeping all the time, he doesn't know it, yeah? But while he's sleeping, you know, he's giving his okay. Yeah? Okay, go ahead, do it, yeah, talk, do it, yeah. Eat, yeah, drink, yeah. Not knowing what we are doing and why we are doing and what is the result of our doing. This is a principle, you know, practice that we have to do. Before we do something, we know what we want to do, yeah. And then we say, yes, it is okay, because it is within our precepts, yeah, within our 227, or within the 8 precepts of a lay person, yeah. And then it's okay, and then go ahead, yeah. And then we do it, and why we do it, we have a sati, you know, we know what is going on in the heart, and when we are finished doing it, you know, we look, you know, I mean, does it have any purpose, does it have any value, or is it, you know, because we want to do it, you know, the expectation of the results of our doing, is it actually matching the results? Only then will we understand. Before, we don't understand, you know, we just go ahead and do it, you know, we never check on it, yeah? That's the result that we project on our doings or our own talking, you know, does it really, you know, give the results that we expect to? Yes, I know, it is difficult, it is hard. It is hard work and we are not used to it. Because we are used to play, you know, we are just like children, you know. I mean, they see one thing, you know, and then they do it, you know. They see another thing and they do it, yeah. And they forget whatever they did before. Just hankering one after one sense contact after the other. There's another sense contact, then we do this, then there's another sense contact, then we do that. That is not the way of practice. We need to develop. I mean, it seems to be not completely comprehended, no? That how important sati is. No? That we know at every moment, yeah? I mean, while we are awake, yeah? It would be nice, you know, I mean, if we wake up in our sleep, you know, and know, okay, I'm awake, you know. Why do I turn around, you know, and sleep on the other side? Huh? Why? Laziness, huh? It's so difficult. Yeah, it's so difficult to have this knowingness. Huh? It's so difficult, you know, to check, you know, to keep a check on the citta, huh? to keep a check on the kilesas who constantly order us around. Do this, do that. Yeah, don't do this. You know, I don't like this. I don't like that. Look at this. Look at that. You know, and so on and so on. And we just follow. Yes, yes, my Lord. Yes, my Lord. You've always been right. Huh? You led me from one life to the next, and to the next, and to the next. Sometimes you lead me to hell. Sometimes back as a human being. Sometimes in the ghost realm. Sometimes, you know, in the animal realm. Sometimes maybe in the deva realm. Yeah? And if you don't understand the power of these kilesas, yeah, if you think you can play with them, if you think, you know, I mean, you can persuade them, I mean, then you're on the wrong path. You cannot persuade them, you have to fight them. Yeah? And you can only fight them if you see them. Yeah? That is important. If you see them coming up, then you can fight them. Then you can say no. Yeah? But if you are not awake, you know, we just go ahead and do and do and do and do. Yeah? Oh yeah, I'm sitting in samadhi. Oh yeah, now I'm walking chankram, yeah. You know, I train something, now I go to the toilet, yeah, not knowing why. Yeah? I understand, you know, I mean, all our life as a lay people is like that, you know, we just go ahead and do things, you know, that pop up in our mind. But now, you know, now that we're taking on the practice of the Lord Buddha, I mean, we should stop doing this, you know, and before we do something, you know, hold in, you know, and say, okay, what I'm going to do, what do I expect from my doing, yeah, then do it with sati, you know, and then look at the results, do the results that I expected, match with the results of my action. That's it. And only then, you know, do we get a hold on, you know, what is going on in our citta, and who has the say, yeah? Who has the order? Who is in command? Yeah? We want to get rid of the commander in chief, yeah? And the commander in chief is avijja. But it is much easier to say, yes, my Lord, okay. Go ahead. Yeah? It's much easier to say that, yeah? Isn't it? Huh? Just follow whatever comes into our mind. Oh, yeah. So we have to train this knowingness. Yeah, we have to train this knowingness, you know, in samadhi. When we sit in samadhi and stay with the Buddha or stay with the breath. Knowing that the breath is going in, knowing that the breath is going out, knowing that the breath is subtle, knowing that the breath is cause, knowing it is the beginning, it is the middle, or it is towards the end of the in-breath, and knowing that the out-breath now starts, you know, it is the beginning, it is the middle, or the end. Yeah? Only then can we start to get a grasp, yeah, of what is going on in our heart. Yeah? Otherwise, yeah, I mean, we train samadhi, yeah, I mean, then we get calm, you know, then we are happy instead of keep knowing, you know, I mean, we stay with the happiness that arises or peacefulness that arises, yeah. Nothing has happened. So I mean, both of these practices, yeah, the one that I told you about, daily reflection, yeah. I mean, I haven't talked about for a while because I assume that you did it, and last time I was surprised that, yeah, most of you don't even do it. You remember the story that I told, you know, what was it? Must have been 20 years ago, yeah. I mean, there was a layperson, you know, who was really keen, you know, while he was in the monastery, every day he did his reflection when he came home, you know. I mean, one time he wrote it on his mirror, did you do your reflection, you know, and after 2 or 3 weeks he didn't see that anymore, and then he forgot it for 9 months, yeah. And then he came back, and oh, I forgot it. And that's the same thing with probably going on with you. You forget it. So if I don't remind you, you know, I mean, you tend to forget the daily reflection. And it is there, you know, I mean, to develop this knowing. Eh? Because the knowingness gives us the power to know what is going on in our heart and to stop it. You see the intention coming up, I want to think, and then you say no. Boops. There's not even a thought forming. Huh? I mean, if you're not up to the speed of the train, you know, where the heart is working, you know, I mean, how can you see what is going on? You remember the example that I bring, you know, I mean, if you stand at the train, you know, at the train line, you know, and see the train rushing by, you don't see what is going on. You don't even see the different wagons because the speed is so high. If it is a high speed train. So you have to start running, yeah? Until you come to the same speed of the train. And then you see what is going on within the train. You see what the people are doing, you know, what kind of wagon it is, you know, and what the people are doing there. And that is the same with the citta. If you don't get up to the speed of the citta, you don't see what is going on. And you get constantly fooled. You understand that? So do your daily reflection. That's all what I want to talk about. Do you have any questions?
Why didn't you need to go in the daily reflection?
As much detail as you can. If you can't remember, yeah? I mean, if the memory doesn't come up, then just skip to the next.
And if I come to a situation that there was something more important, how much to stay with that situation?
No, just stay with the situation, just know what was going on, yeah? And then go to the next situation. We are not, the daily reflection is not about evaluating, it is not about problem solving. It's only about knowing what was going on. Because when you start to try to solve problems that you see, you encounter in your daily reflection, you start to think about them.
That's the reason why I stopped doing it, because at the beginning I was doing that. So I could deal with what's happening, but then more and more situations came and it was too much to deal with them.
Yeah, because you don't have to deal with them. Yeah? That is the important thing. Let the citta, it is. Do you remember when I say, open the heart, you know? Open it wide and let the citta see what is going on, because the citta knows what is going on and knows also the solution for the problem. If we start to think about, you know, if you want to solve, oh yeah, I met this person and then I got very angry or I got very timid or what I got this, and then I want to solve it, then we start to think about it and then we start to prepare ourselves. So we start to program ourselves, yeah? We condition ourselves or how, yeah. The only thing, you know, that you should program yourself is, let me tomorrow when this happens, have more sati in the situation. So that the citta is more aware of what is really going on. And once the citta is completely aware of all the steps, you know, I mean, it will understand. If you try to understand what is going on, I mean, you get fooled by the kilesas who constantly want to solve a problem. A problem that does not actually exist. Yeah? It exists in our mind. There's actually no problem. Yeah? Only when we start to think about it is a problem. Yeah? The only thing, you know, we should tell ourselves if we meet a difficult situation, then we say, okay, tomorrow let's try to have more sati in this situation. And when we see, you know, now we are slowly coming into the situation, if we have a little bit of awareness during the day, then say, okay, now 100% sati. What is going on? What the hell is going on? Yeah? I constantly ask myself in the beginning of my practice, what the hell is going on? Yeah? And that makes you completely aware, yeah? At least for a moment until you fall asleep again. Yeah? That happens, you know, and it will happen, you know, don't scold yourself, you know, just tell yourself, okay, next time I will have more sati, yeah? And you will see, you know, the more the citta sees, you know, what actually is going on, the more the citta understands. And with the citta understanding, it lets go of these attachments. It lets go of these lingering, you know, greed or hate or whatever. Yeah? But if you see yourself, you know, of course, you know, if you see yourself, you know, becoming very greedy, then, of course, then you can stop it, you know, say, okay. And then in the daily reflection, look, you know, what happened before that greed came up, because before this strong greed came up. Yeah? And then you see, you know, what is happening. Yeah? And through this understanding, what is actually happening, what leads to greed, and what leads to hatred, yeah, and what leads, you know, to delusion, yeah. You see, if you're really aware, you would see yourself so often during the day, I don't want to know. Just this thought comes up. I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm not interested. Yeah. And this thought, you know, you have to fight. Yeah. Because that's where you drop into delusion. Yeah. That's where the kilesas have the power over you and do things, you know, that are most of the time not wholesome. Yeah. Okay. Understand? We are not. You know, the daily reflection is not for judgment. Even, you know, oh, that was great, you know, this is wrong, you know, because that starts to lead to thinking, yeah? You just want to see it, let me see it, you know, let me see it, just like, you know, like watching a movie, yeah? As I said in the beginning, it took me one and a half hours, you know, to go through my day. But, you know, after a year or after 1.5 years, you know, within 5 minutes, it was rolling down like a film, yeah? But because I did not judge, yeah? The moment I start, you know, stop it and say, why was this going on? Yeah? Then, you know, I mean, no, I just, you know, trust the film, you know, seeing what leads to what, yeah? And it can start already with a thought in the morning, you know, that leads, you know, that gives a mood, you know, or that gives a color through the whole day. Yeah? And when you see that in the reflection, let me be more aware, you know, of these thoughts that come up, you know, especially in the morning or around pindapat or around food, yeah? And let me counteract it. Huh? Because once you see the thought, you can counteract it. Oh, I don't want to know. Oh, I don't care, you know. Oh, yes, I care, yeah? I care very much. Yes, I want to know. Huh? But we are too lazy, you know, to counteract that, yeah? And that's why the kilesas still have that enormous power over us. Okay, understood? The others as well, huh? It is important, yeah. Really, really. And that's why I stress it today.